Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, May 23rd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Mount Edziza Volcanic Complex. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive deep into the fascinating details of Wikipedia articles. Today, we scale the heights of one of Canada's remarkable natural wonders, the Mount Edziza Volcanic Complex. Nestled in the northwestern part of British Columbia, this sprawling volcanic landscape is a treasure trove of geological activity and cultural history. Mount Edziza is not your everyday mountain. It is a stunning and complex volcanic region that has been shaped by millions of years of volcanic activity. The volcanic complex includes a variety of geological features, such as lava flows, cinder cones, and lava domes, evidencing a fiery past that has sculpted this rugged terrain. What makes Mount Edziza particularly unique is its composition, largely consisting of peralkaline and silica undersaturated lava, which contributes to its distinctive, often brightly colored rocks. The complex spans an impressive area and includes multiple peaks, with Mount Edziza itself rising majestically to about 2,787 meters. It's surrounded by other intriguing formations like the Spectrum Range, known for its colorful volcanic hills. This vast area is both awe-inspiring and somewhat daunting when one considers the natural forces that created it. Picture molten lava flowing across what would have been pristine landscapes, reshaping the earth in its own fiery image. Now imagine trekking through this rugged area. The territory of the Tahltan people, indigenous to this region, Mount Edziza has been a significant site for them over thousands of years. The mountain and its surroundings are steeped in cultural importance, not merely a part of the landscape, but a central component of the Tahltan's heritage. Local legends and histories are as much a part of the terrain as the rocks and rivers. It serves as a vivid reminder of how deep the connection between humans and nature can go. Speaking of nature, Mount Edziza is not just about volcanic rocks and peaks, it is also a hotspot of biodiversity. The area features a variety of ecosystems, ranging from dense forests at lower altitudes to alpine tundra as you climb higher. Each of these ecosystems supports a unique array of flora and fauna, adapted to thrive in these distinct conditions. This diversity makes Edziza a crucial area for biological research and a fascinating case study on how life adapts to extreme environments. But what does it take to sustain such a complex natural monument? In 1972, recognizing its unique natural and cultural value, the area around Mount Edziza was designated as a provincial park. Mount Edziza Provincial Park helps preserve the volcanic features and the ecological integrity of the region. This safeguards not only the geological and biological wealth, but also the cultural landscapes that define the identity of the Tahltan people. Think about the broader implications of a site like Mount Edziza. In a world where natural landscapes are often under threat from development and climate change, places like Edziza represent bastions of ecological and cultural preservation. They challenge us to think about how we interact with our planet, how we honor and preserve our natural heritage, and how we can learn from the wisdom of indigenous practices that have long understood the value of balance with nature. Now consider this. How many of us live near or know about such extraordinary natural features, but perhaps take them for granted? Mount Edziza's story compels us to reflect on our own local environments. What natural wonders lie in your backyard? What are their stories? How are they being protected and appreciated? As we wrap up today's episode, I invite you to think about the enduring beauty and significance of places like Mount Edziza. How can we, as a global community, ensure that such treasures are preserved for future generations to marvel at and learn from? The stewardship of such sites is not just a local concern, but a global imperative. Thank you for joining me on this volcanic voyage to Mount Edziza. I hope today's episode inspires you to explore, appreciate, and advocate for the natural wonders in your part of the world. Keep the spirit of curiosity alive, and until next time, keep climbing new peaks of knowledge.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Mount Edziza Volcanic Complex. Thanks for listening. See you next time.